Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 31.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Oh, my gosh. What happened? Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Okay, let me see if I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on my phone.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, I'm back, and I had some technical difficulties, but we've got it going now.
We're back with Let's Talk About It.
So tonight's episode is about how many more students have to die. And we're talking about the shootings that have happened in the schools in 43 or so days this year. Students across the country are beginning to march to bring attention to the many lives that have been lost because of gun violence. There are 7,000 shoes that have been placed on the lawn of the United States Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. These shoes represent the lives of children that have died. These shoes have been donated by persons in the D.C. and Virginia area. There are also celebrities who have mailed shoes in to support the effort. Some passerbys are leaving notes. One in particular was from a two-year-old girl who said she didn't want to be shot, or for her mommy or daddy to be shot, or her grandmother either. She said her grandmother helped display 40,000 shoes on the same lawn in front of the Capitol building in D.C., in 1994 to protest gun violence. That was two decades or 24 years ago, people. That is unacceptable. 40,000 pairs of shoes. Still, there has been no sufficient gun legislation. The 18 shootings that have been in schools, have not always culminated in death. So they're saying because no one died that the 18 shootings this year is not a good number. The NRA is saying that some people are fabricating the fact that there was a shooting and that students have died. Can you believe that? Fabricate? Who wants to fabricate that 17 kids died in Florida? Who wants to fabricate a lie like that? Go ask one of those parents who had to bury their child if that was real or not. I don't understand the NRA. I honestly don't. They act like they have no hearts. I think if one of their children were wounded, it would be different. And I'm not wishing that on anyone. But there have been others who call that statistic into question. When we looked into it, we found that although all the incidents involved the firing of weapons on school grounds, some bore little resemblance to what most of us would think of when we hear that a school shooting has taken place. Two were solely suicides, for example, one of which Everytown retracted on the 15th of February after the Washington Post pointed out that it occurred at a school that had been closed for several months. Three involved the accidental firing of a weapon. Eight resulted in no injuries. Only seven were intentional shootings that occurred during normal school hours. Of course, many viewing Everytown statistic and map image, especially in the wake of Parkland, might mistakenly assume that school shooting indicates a Columbine-style event, or at the very least the intention by the perpetrator to carry one out.
we suggest it would be more useful to refer to every town's tally as a gunfire incident on school grounds and perhaps limit the criteria to shootings that took place during school hours when students or faculty are actually present. So they're kind of taking it and making it what they would like for it to be. But there should be no shootings on school grounds. The difficulty of defining what exactly a school shooting is highlights how common it is to find guns on school grounds in the hands of intruders, security personnel, and the students themselves. Should the accidental firing of a weapon count as a school shooting? What if someone is injured or killed in such an incident? What about intentional shootings that injure no one or incidents in which a non-student kills another non-student on school grounds late at night? Of only 5 school shootings in 2018, excludes any that did not cause a physical injury, which also seems to obscure the point. So what do you think, listeners? What do you think? Do you think because no child was injured in the school shootings that those should not be counted as actual school shootings? What they're saying is you have to have someone die before it can be counted as a school shooting. So press the one and give me your opinion. What do you think? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband, and in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org. for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Okay. Okay, we're back, and our topic for tonight is how many more students have to die? And I have a question now. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Okay.
Good, good. I look at it like this, my opinion. Shooting is shooting. I don't care what, well, you don't want to see someone wait until someone lose their life. As I said, though, shooting is shooting, and I don't feel that teachers should have weapons at school, and I don't feel that the students should have, you know, the staff should have weapons. So to me, one thing that they can do, they can have sensors or something that can monitor people when they enter into the school building, because you don't want anything to happen to your children, and you don't want to see anything happen to anyone else, child, when they come to school. So just like you enter some buildings, and you know, alarm will go off if they pick up a sensor or anything. So I definitely feel that shooting is a shooting, whether someone gets shot or not. And hopefully something is done before someone, you know, gets shot. Now,
then I have a question for you, caller.
Okay.
What do you think about the teacher who was in his classroom teaching his students about gun safety and shot the gun up in the ceiling? I guess he didn't think that what goes up comes down. He shot it up in the ceiling. What they said was he wanted to see, make sure it wasn't, didn't have any bullets in it. But it did have a bullet. The bullet went up in the air. It came down, and one of the students was bleeding.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, well. As you said, when something goes up, it definitely has to come down. And to me, when a person is doing something.
But he was teaching gun safety.
And he was teaching gun safety. Well, he should have been more careful because when you are teaching something and being an instructor, he should have been more observant of what was in his weapon. Before he shot up in the air. And you know what? Because somebody could have gotten shot. And you said someone was bleeding?
Yeah, the bullet came down and hit the kid. He didn't know until he touched his shirt and saw the blood. But what I'm saying is that I thought that there was a way. I don't know a lot about guns, but from watching Westerns and stuff, they can check and see how many bullets are in a gun before they pull the trigger.
And well,
so
another
why would
thing,
he point up to the ceiling and pull the trigger? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing, that was negligence on his part. As I said, he should have been more observant of what was in the weapon before he decided to point it towards the ceiling and shoot the gun. So you definitely have to be careful. And we have someone in office, and with the NRA and all of that, you know, they don't seem to care. So we as little people have to be more careful, you know, of the weapons.
Well, I don't know if you heard me from the beginning, but they have 7,000 pairs of shoes on the lawn of the United States Capitol building in D.C.
They have how many pairs now?
They have 7,000 pairs of shoes on the lawn in front of the Capitol building in D.C. And it's representing the lives of children that have died. And the shoes have been donated by persons in the D.C. and Virginia area. And there are also celebrities who have male shoes in to support the effort. Some passersbys are leaving notes. One in particular was from a 2-year-old who said she didn't want her mommy or her daddy to be shot. She didn't want to be shot. And she said she didn't want her grandmother to be shot either. She also said that her grandmother had told her that in 1994, she helped place 40,000 pair of shoes in the same spot on the lawn in front of the Capitol building in D.C. to protest gun violence. 1994, 24 years ago, and we're right back.
Back where we started.
At the
really.
Same spot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now,
you
that
know what?
Makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. Now, that goes to show the people that's in politics, the ones that are setting the examples and the ones that are making the laws for the country, they should pay more attention to, you know, what the little people are saying. And when I say the little people, I mean people like you and I. They should pay more attention to what we are saying because no more lives should be lost. There's been so many lives that has been lost because of weapons. And many times when the lawmakers are in the position that they are in, many times they don't think that they are vulnerable to being shot, their family members. But that just goes to show, I don't care where you are, things can happen. So they do definitely need to change the policy. And
I don't know, 24 years later, we're at the same spot.
And we're still going through. And as a matter of fact, it has gotten worse instead of better. So hopefully, since the children are protesting now the way they are, hopefully the lawmakers will pay attention and be more observant, and hopefully something will come out of this.
I hope so, but some students right now are unable to vote. I think that if they were, there would be a difference. I don't know for sure, because the NRA is a very influential organization,
and they have
a lot of money, and they don't mind passing it around, from what I understand.
Well, money is not everything.
They gave $1 billion to President Trump's campaign.
Now,
they
money is not everything.
Sure. Well, we know that. We know
on
that.
On the news a few years ago, they were showing a part on the news about Kentucky. And in Kentucky, I think it was in the hills parts of Kentucky, where they have real guns. And for the girls, they had the pink guns. For the boys, they had the blue guns and the brown guns. And why they had this on TV, and they was teaching, the parents had taught the little young children how to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this little boy, I think he was about 7, had accidentally shot the little 2-year-old sibling. And so that should let us know right then and there, weapons are nothing to be played with. And coming up down south, my stepfather had a gun that was in a rack up over the door. And other people had with the door also. However, you knew not to bother them. You knew that. So I don't know.
Evidently, they're not teaching these young kids today, because
they
just a couple of days ago, one cousin shot the other one.
Mm.
So, you know, it's
a sad situation.
I don't know.
It's a sad situation.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate the call.
Well, you're welcome. And you have a blessed
evening.
Thank
you so much.
All right. All right. Good night.
And just like my caller, Miss Tommy from Detroit, calls in, you too, if you have a comment, press your button, press the 1, and you'll be streaming live, and we can have a conversation about how many more students have to die, the topic for tonight. And we're going to take another break, and we'll be back.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight's episode is about how many more students have to die. Listeners, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, you may press the 1 and you'll be streaming live with me. I'm my own guest tonight. And I see I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes?
What's your comment or question?
And how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling in.
You know, this is a very difficult question to ask. One thing about it, I believe it's in the Constitution that we do have the right to bear arms. And that's one thing that no matter what, if you want to get hold to a weapon, let's say the United States sells weapons all over the world, illegally and legally, they will do that in order to, you know, because we are a military country. Like I said, in order to stop it, you would have to change. My understanding is that you would have to change the Constitution. People have the right. We have, you know, some laws govern it, but we do have the right to bear arms. And it goes back to the home situation of how children are raised today. I know my son was on a case, a jury, where I guess the little boy got hold to his grandparents' gun or something and killed the other little boy. And he had to look at the brain of this child. He wouldn't even talk to me that day. But then you think of people trying to be protected in their own homes now because of such crime that's going on now. And you wonder, you know, I don't particularly like guns, but you wonder, you know, just how are you going to be protected? A lot of times you can call the police, especially in our neighborhoods, and it takes them a long time to get there, you know. And it's just that it's a part of our culture right now. It is a part of our culture. You know, it's.
But did you hear what I said about the little child who fed her grandmother? Had they placed 40,000 pairs of shoes on the lawn in 1994? That was 24 years ago.
Yes, it is, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
Nothing has changed in 24 years. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Other than the fact
like
that it's getting worse.
Yes. That's true. We have misconceived a free society, an open society, and anything can happen during that time. No, it's not good. We're supposed to be trying to make America great again. This is bold, you know, as far as, you know, the world is concerned. And we seem like we're the worst
great?
Thing on the planet. We're the worst thing on the planet, so to speak. But when you think of the National Rifle Association, they have a very strong, strong lobby. And they have a lot of groups now that make it their daily practice to know how to use firearms and things of that nature. We look at television. We look at the shoot 'em ups and things like that. We're inundated with people and with guns to make a good movie and all of this stuff, you know, the power behind it, to take another life, to, you know, put somebody else on edge and watch them because you know what a bullet can do and all of this. And we're eating up with it. And our children learn early about it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They learned earlier about the guns and things of that nature. Now, it's coming up. I remember how we used to have the cowboys and the cowgirls and the Indians, and, you know, and we used to have Dale Evans. She was the queen of the cowgirls. and Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. You know, we had guns and little pop guns and stuff, but I didn't understand. To me, I can't remember the killings that's going on even now. You know, you knew not to use it on anybody else. You know, you had the caps and all of this. You know, we grew up with that. But it's just a different type of way.
Yeah, but that's
I guess,
what somebody taught you. You have to understand, children are inquisitive, and they want to know.
Yeah.
They see this stuff on television all the time. But what they don't know is that when those people get shot, they stay shot. They're not like the people that are on television. They get up and go on about their way.
Like I was telling my grandchildren.
Teach children.
That the nursery part is not going on at all. People think the parents are, we are a facade, especially in the black community. We are a one-parent household. Basically, one-parent household trying to work, plus take care of everybody and, you know, and all of that. And as far as nurturing children, it's not happening like it should be, like being raised in a home where there is actual nurturing and teaching and positive responses in the home. You don't have
actually
really
two
the babysitter,
the
like
home.
They say, is a television. Beg your pardon?
I said, or having two parents in the home.
That is true. It's not there, you know, and the authority is not there. It seems like the gun itself is the authority. It makes you feel big. It makes you feel important.
Right,
it makes you feel
right.
like your life is worthwhile, you know, and things of that nature. Our culture, our nurturing is altogether off, you know. But you wonder, the crook is going to always get a gun. They're going to get the gun, no matter what. If there is gun control, they're still going to get a gun. They're going to get it. And you have to look at it. I feel that that's the way it's going to be. Now, some of the band-aids we're trying to put on this in order to stop the school shootings and things of that nature, it would be difficult, very difficult. Like I said, because it is in my understanding that it is in our Constitution. And to take those rights away, you know, and then people... Now they don't trust the government at all. They want to have their own protection.
You know what? We need to actually read the Second Amendment because when you say somebody's coming, like they used to say, Obama's coming to get your guns, that's not true. How's he going to come into your house and get your guns? If you have guns, fine. But they have to do stronger background checks on people, but what they're trying to say is that everybody that shoots a gun is mentally ill. That is not true.
That's not so. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
And I don't know why they're even calling one of the young men from the Florida incident. They're even calling him a liar. They think he's being put up to do that. They don't think that actually happened. Can you believe that? I don't believe that these people actually believe that someone made up a story about 17 people dying in a shooting.
No, that's just
but
a cop-out.
That young man has received, this is a kid, he has received death threats. His mother and father have received death threats. All because the NRA put out, just like President Trump put out, that when you take a knee, you're dishonoring the flag, which had nothing to do with the flag. So the NRA put that out and said, that's not true, that 17 people died. And now you have crazy people that are threatening these people. And the young man wrote a letter to Melania Trump because her thing in the White House as the president's wife was going to be to stop cyberbullying. And he asked her, would you please tell your husband to stop bullying me and my family and stop the cyberbullying with people threatening us? You know, I mean, it's crazy now.
Yeah.
To date, I don't know if she responded to his request, but, you know, I don't know. That's crazy. And I don't know why people think that they can go on the internet and put anything out there that they want. That they want. I mean, if you got on a blue dress and they thought you should have had on a purple one, they're going to say it. That's crazy. What makes you think that you're an authority? Just like Simone Biles. That girl worked her behind off to get to where she was in the Olympics. And she won gold medals. And you know what? The only thing that people could talk about on the internet was her hair. Her hair. Never mind the sacrifices that her family made to get her where she is. Never mind the sacrifices that she made. The nights that she didn't sleep. All of the time she had to practice to get to where she was. And the only thing people saw was her hair. What does that say about us as a society? There's got to be something wrong with that picture. How can I tell you, well, I don't think you should have worn that white dress. You should have worn a black dress. I mean, who am I to tell you what to do? But, you know, there are those that are out there and that they think they know everything and they can tell people what you shouldn't have done this and you shouldn't have done that. And you know what? That's why people should keep their business to themselves.
That's true. But
they
should not go on social media.
They
feel the same way. Who you have the right to tell me, I don't care, not have a gun or a wall full of guns? You know, who are you to say that to me? And I have the right to try to have a gun here in order to protect my home and things of that nature. Like I said, the criminal will always get a gun. They're going to get it. The United States, like I said,
there's a black market.
It's legal and illegal. It is. And it's a big one, too.
I may not know how to get a gun, but I bet somebody I know knows how to get a gun.
That is so true. That is very much so, yeah. That's very much so. Well, thanks so much for allowing me to make a comment. But it's
you know what? And I appreciate your call. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your comment. Okay. I'd like to say to my other listeners, if you would like to make a comment, we're talking tonight about how many more students have to die. All you have to do is press the 1, and you will be talking to me. Now, we're talking about the 18 shootings that have gone on. So they broke them down, and they were saying they're breaking out the numbers, and as of February the 15th, the total number of school gunfire incidents in 2018 stood at 17. Broken out all the known incidents between the 1st of January and the 14th of February into more detailed categories. Firearm attacks during school hours were 7 incidents, resulting in injuries or deaths, 5. Well, I didn't know they were going to go out of the country, but they said Italy High School. Oh, no, this is not out of the country. This is Italy, Texas. A 16-year-old student opened fire with a semi-automatic handgun in the school cafeteria, wounding another student. I didn't know there was an Italy, Texas. Learn something every day. An unknown person fired shots at students from a vehicle in the school parking lot. One person was injured, though not by gunfire. They didn't specify how they were injured. They said no, but not by gunfire. And I see there's another question or comment. So, caller, can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Naj in Atlanta. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You called before, didn't you?
I believe so. Yeah, I think you talked before.
I remember the name.
Okay. But Yeah, well, I guess to kind of get in on some of the things you were talking about last few minutes, the thing with the Olympic athlete, that's more of a, I want to just say we've created a situation with social media to where people can now target emotional points, and so the worst of the conversation rises to the top, not because, you know, people are just inherently bad. It's just because, okay, I'll put it like polarizing topic up or lead title, that gets people to click on it easier. And the same thing happens with social media conversations. So if somebody posts, hey, that was a really good job by her, she won a gold medal, that's one thing. Somebody else posts, man, look at her hair, why they let her get out there like
yeah.
that? Okay, now you get right. the response from both sides to that person who made the ridiculous comment. So the traffic is in trolling, and the traffic is in, you know, people thinking they're correcting somebody or people trying to support something, you know, and then you get into the some people, oh, y'all too sensitive, and then other people say, oh, you're ridiculous. So, you know, polarization is how you drive traffic now. So every part of media understands that, and then, you know, people understand that in social media. So we have conversations that essentially just end up in the mud, period. Going to your gun conversation, yeah, I think if the kids continue this and some people start, you know, start to support them, if they can continue this fight, then yes, they'll get some change. The thing yeah. I worry about is, like, we're a gun manufacturing country. We have the military industrial complex. So if we really want to change this, that's where it would have to go. So, I mean, if you're spending $600 billion on weapons and you have a country that, you know, a lot of people are homeless and poverty and everything else,
yeah.
all other ills we have, that shows what your country cares about. So if we don't address this at the highest level, I don't think we're really going to address it. And then as a black man, because I know we do piecemeal solutions, I also wonder if we do get some legislation, if it's going to be something that targets the black community for gun possession, violations, and creates longer sentences for us. So, you know, I got a lot of questions.
Right,
about
right.
But, yeah,
well,
that, it's a
let
meeting
me ask
topic,
you
though,
this,
you know?
Nas.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, they have, now they have 7,000 pairs of shoes in front of the Capitol building in D.C., you know, signifying the how many people have died, how many, you know, not only students, but how many people have died during the gun violence, school shootings. But one of, and they started leaving notes, and one of the children said that her grandmother told her she did 40,000, she helped display 40,000 pairs of shoes on the lawn in 1994. That was 24 years ago. So can I ask you, do you think there's been any change in 24 years?
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's the simplest answer.
And that goes to the origin of the country. We are inherently violent, and we're pretty much okay with a lot of things that go on. And rather than saying, okay, the ability for people to do things like this should be taken away, most people take the opposite role and say, well, I want to make sure that doesn't happen to me, so I have to arm myself. And then you start getting into some of the Second Amendment stuff to where people take on a religious tone with it. I don't see this moving that much. But, the, you know, that's just me guessing. But, yeah, that's
no,
a great
but
point.
Like you said, and I agree with what you said about the kids. I think now that they have gotten into it, they marched yesterday, and then they're going to march on the 24th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, next Saturday, they're supposed to march as well. So, you know, I'm just hoping. I'm hoping that they will make the difference. Now, maybe the lawmakers say, well, you know, they can't vote now. But I don't think these kids are going to forget. I really don't.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm really
I would just say,
hoping.
How long can they sustain it, and how long will the media focus be on them? And then we start getting into, if you're the politician who says you're going to advocate for this and make this an important part, does the gun money start to fund the other side of who's ever running against you for the rest of your career? So, again,
well, you know what? They got a lot of money.
You're correct that the kids are the change that makes it happen, but, you know, I'm a little cynical on this one.
Well,
I gotta keep a good thought. Because if they don't, if the kids can't move the needle, you know, I don't think it'll be moved. I don't know. Something would have to seriously happen to the NRA, and they have so much money and so much influence, and they don't mind passing it out to whoever they think will do what they want them to do.
Hey, we had a public official tell those kids to their face as they're mourning their dead classmates, like, yeah, this is what I'm going to vote for, like, on national TV. So, I mean, just how absurd that is. Like, if you take it out of American context and think about it, like, wow, Rubio is out there standing up for his right
to
get that money.
You know, he's crazy. Well, yeah, a lot of people want that money. But, I mean, you know, did you hear what I said about the kid that's being bullied and wrote the letter to Melania Trump to ask her to tell her husband stop bullying him? His family has received death threats because the NRA said that's not true. That's not true. Why would somebody make up something like that? You go down there and ask one of those parents who had to bury their child if they made it up. You know, I don't think it'll hit until it hits their home. You know, just like with Donald Trump and all of this stuff behind him, his base doesn't care. They don't care what he does. They're still going to stand by him. Now, to me, I don't know how smart those people are. But then you have some people that are really for the people. But, you know, I haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah, that's the difficulty of it. It's like, okay, of his base, how much are people who voted on the promises he made, and then when he got in and started to see the way he was going, then start to take away their support, or those who would just blindly follow him into the fire. Like, they don't care what he does. Even if he said this Tuesday, if he changes his mind Wednesday, they don't care. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of issues there. But, I mean, you're discussing this in a good way, man. You're getting a lot of good you're getting a lot of good ideas out there that, you know, people should probably hear, because, that cable news show ain't doing the job. So,
well, you know about fake news now, don't you? I bet. Watch and see, don't Webster put that in the dictionary. When you look up
fake. I
want
to see if we start working with relationships.
If
you can tell anybody anything they hear about you that's bad is fake, and hell, you can get away with anything. So I want to see if you start working in relationships. Tell your significant other anything they hear about you is fake news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. How far is that going to go?
Right. But, Mel, you have
I appreciate your call. Your call. You gave me a good laugh today. I appreciate you so much. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. And we're going to take a break.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have served the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back, and we're running out of time. So if anyone else has a question or would like to make a comment, press the 1, and you can talk to me because I'm my own guest tonight. We've been talking about how many more students have to die. And hopefully
not a lot more. Not anymore. Not anymore. There were shots fired during school hours for an unknown reason. There were no injuries. Unintentional gunfire during school hours. 3 incidents resulting in injuries and 1 death. Student fired a weapon belonging to an advisor, believing it wasn't loaded. No injuries reported. And that's the fear I have when you start arming teachers. If you got John and sitting in the back of that classroom with 40 more students and he's getting on your nerves, and I'll just leave it like that. Salvador B. Castro Middle School in Los Angeles, a semi-automatic handgun brought to school by a 12-year-old student, accidentally went off. 4 students were injured. Harmony Learning Center, Maplewood, Minnesota, a 3rd grader, an 8-year-old, pressed the trigger of a law enforcement officer's handgun. The weapon went off, but no one was injured. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Suicide attempts during school hours resulting in death. Coronado Elementary School in Sierra Vista, Arizona, a middle school student shot himself in the bathroom of the school and was pronounced dead at the scene. Stray bullets hitting school buildings during school hours. 1, no injuries. New Start High School near Seattle, bullets fired by an unidentified shooter entered an administrative office. No injuries were reported. Marshall, Texas, gunshots fired from a vehicle in the parking lot of a college dorm entered through a window but did not injure residents. Those were just some of the gun incidents that have been going on just this year. In closing, I would like to say that we, you know, they took the prayer out of schools, and now we have the guns. Can you kind of see what's going on? Can you see it? Once you take God out of anything, then you're headed down. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. So what we need to do is to do better than what we're doing. We need to educate our children, no matter how young they are. Educate these children about guns. Let them know that these weapons, these are not play toys. These weapons can kill. So in conclusion, I'd like to say I appreciate all my callers, whether you made a comment or asked a question. I appreciate you for just listening. And I'd like to say, don't ever forget that you're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Have a good weekend. Good night.